There is no gray.
You are in denial.
Just black and white.
Pain doesn't last forever. That's what pills are for and booze.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
This is the truth.
The whistle's got woo!
This is Dannyland.
Well, greetings. Hello. How are you today? My name is Danny Chekalinski. Right now, you are entering the land of Dannyland. We come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I've had well over 20 years of commercial radio experience in many, many large markets, all with success. That's right. They would say, okay, we need to be number one in this particular demographic. Are they, okay, you slow down over there. You let me open my mouth on the microphone and speak about anything I want to speak about. And guess what? You're going to make some money because I'll bring you the ratings. You spin that around and jack up the commercial charges. And you know what? You look great to the person that owns the radio station. That's what happens. You know what? It's what I do. Huh? All right. I also don't sleep very well. The most I sleep at night is maybe 3 hours at a time, and I have to have, because I have OCD, I have to have the TV on 24/7. There has to be noise going on, because if there isn't, then I hear my mind. That sounds bad. I'm absolutely sick and tired of another commercial. Perhaps you've seen it. Just a little piece of the beginning of this commercial.
Terry Bradshaw? What a surprise.
You know what else is a surprise? Shingles. And I can hit you out of nowhere. I know. I had it. That's why I'm here. Come on. Let's sit down and talk about it.
No. Let's not. What the fuck is wrong with you, Terry Bradshaw? Yeah. Why do I want to sit down with a Hall of Fame quarterback and discuss a rash that suddenly appears on your skin and leaks pus like a faulty garden hose? I have a better idea. Let's talk about different ways you can eat placenta.
You know what else is a surprise?
How about finding a college athlete that can name at least 4 prime numbers?
You know what else is a surprise?
Accepting a wine spritzer from Bill Cosby?
You know what else is a surprise?
Hiring Jared Fogle as your babysitter.
Lady, your life is in danger!
All right, now I posted this on Facebook a couple of days ago. The petitions by change.org to get rid of CNN's Don Lemon and The View's Raven Simone for what they said. They zeroed in on the cop that grabbed the student that wouldn't get off her cell phone in class. And remember, the cop picked her up and he threw her down in the dust. You probably saw the video or saw the story. Anyhow, look. I don't think that Raven Simone is the person to call when you can phone a friend during Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, all right? She's not getting called back for a second interview at NASA. Don Lemon, he likes to shock people. And a lot of people are like catfish around stink bait. They just suck in the hook. So, scoreboard Don Lemon. But you don't tell people what to say. Opinions are subjective. So to the person that expresses him or herself, they really don't believe they are wrong. Look, even I verbally make a mistake. Of course, it's it's as rare as a standing rib roast, but it happens. Well, O'Reilly talked about it last night.
This is where it's going, Juan. Freedom of speech in this country is under attack. And it's under attack primarily from the left. And the facts are there. The left does not want to hear dissenting opinions. And if you put them out, they will try to destroy you. Well, they've tried to destroy me for 19 years. I know this better than first.
Yeah, time, I agree. I've seen what they've tried to do.
And it's the left.
All right, now hold on a second, okay? Keep this in mind. I'm not one to affix blame to a certain political party. We all make mistakes. However, there really is no denying we've got a clown leading this country that has 96.5 million people out of the workforce. It's not respected by any world leaders. And he pretty much stuck his Florsheim shoe clearly up the ass of Israel. Having said that, let's move on. Rachel Dolezal. She's the former NAACP chapter president who came under fire this summer for being white and then masquerading as a black woman. Remember? Well, yesterday, she finally admitted that biologically, she was born Caucasian under questioning from the Afro-American hosts of the talk show, The Real. Let's listen in.
I think it's kind of hard because you're not black. So when you identify with it, there's a disconnect. You know what I mean? Like, you weren't born black. So when you say you are black, it makes it hard for people to understand where you're coming from.
Right, and that's why I said I acknowledge I'm, yes. I was biologically born white to white parents.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. You know, I'm biologically white, but I relate to being a reptile. I'm biologically white, but I relate to life as a unicorn. You know, we are now applauding documentation. You know, if I read off my social security number, will you applaud as well? What the hell is going on? And if we need further proof that this country is like a dog turd that's been in direct sunlight, we have to look no further than Dancing with the Stars. First of all, there aren't any stars on this show, okay? These people are, they're not popular enough to be invited on that old show, the Love Boat. I mean, why hasn't Sonny Bono been invited, huh? Why is that? Huh? Oh. Ooh. Skiing accident. He is decapitated. It's horrible. Well, why not have his head be on Dancing with the Stars, huh? Stop it. Nick Carter. He got a perfect score for his contemporary dance last night. And, then he got all emotional about it. Listen to this.
You just got so emotional.
Yeah.
At the end. What was going through your mind?
Well, number one, I just want to do a good job for her. Number one.
Stop.
And number two, it's been tough for me along the way because, you know, I've just been very in my head and technical and I just let it all go tonight and just see what could happen in the dance. And sorry, I'm just so emotional, but I'm just overjoyed, okay? That's what it
is. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Okay, so now let's get your scores, guys.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
10!
Julianne Hough.
I wish I had an 11! 10!
Bruno Tognoli.
10!
I mean, really, you have no reason to cry. You were dancing. You weren't playing taps at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Yeah, you're not a fan of the Cleveland Browns. Let me put this in perspective, okay? I mean, you were doing the funky chicken in a tight, shiny shirt while 20 million stupid Americans sat at home on the couch and said, "Who's that guy?" Unbelievable. Stupidity goes across the nation. I mean, it's running rampant. Be careful when you go outside because if stupidity is contagious, we're all going to be dumb in a week. Oklahoma mayor told NBC News Monday that her husband, he meant no harm when he and a few friends dressed up as Ku Klux Klan members on Halloween and placed a cross beside the fire. Photo of the men was posted online where it quickly triggered intense criticism. Really? And cries of bigotry. Oh no, stop. I can't keep up with being shocked. The image, which was taken by somebody who called the police, Garfield County Sheriff Jerry Niles told NBC News, it shows two men clad in white hoods standing beside a cross. Lahoma mayor... Oh, this is great. Teresa Sharp, she's 47 years of age. She said the outcry has included calls for her resignation.
Happened on my property. You know, I don't know what else to say other than I'm sorry to the community and I'm sorry to the public.
Lahoma Mayor Teresa Sharp holding back tears as we talk tonight about these pictures making the rounds on social media. Men in Ku Klux Klan robes, one of them her husband.
It was the stupidity and actions of four separate individuals, and it does not reflect on me or anybody else within the community.
Sharp's husband, Kerry, told us the hoods, cross, and bonfire, all for Halloween.
A cousin of mine came up with the idea of dressing up, you know, like KKK members. And so we took a couple of sheets and cut holes in them and wore sheets, and very, very poor decision.
Witnesses say the men also took to a golf cart, frightful for some.
It's not okay for anybody, period. And the mayor needs to take some responsibility for what her husband did.
I never realized that it would have been this harmful. I truly apologize to everybody for this.
Ah, yes, the mayor. The mayor was holding back tears as she looked at the pictures. Are you buying any of this crap? Seriously. Sorry for what happened, or sorry because you got caught? Excuse me. I'm just choking on some bullshit over here. So let's get the husband and his friends together. Huddle up, okay. What about next year? Maybe an Auschwitz type of theme, huh? Look, I've been by the campfire with many of my friends. Many different times. We discuss current events, sports, politics, maybe even some neighborhood gossip. Never has the topic of dressing up as Ku Klux Klan members ever been brought up. Yeah, and how about the apology from the husband of the wife, too? Sounded very sincere, right? Actually, you know what? Just from the sounds of the audio, I'm going to applaud him for at least taking off his pillowcase when he gave his thought to the media. Unbelievable. Moving on. A man got into the bathroom of a Purdue University sorority house and masturbated while watching a woman shower Saturday night, police said. Let's go to a TV talking head for more.
It ended up being a pretty scary Halloween night for women living inside the Delta Zeta sorority house here on Purdue's campus when a man apparently showed up in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a little shocking.
I mean, it worries me a bit.
Purdue University students remain shaken today after a weekend report of a peeping Tom inside a sorority house.
I thought it was really creepy because I live in a house, so if that happened to me, I'd probably freak out.
By the way, this guy's been booked in Tippecanoe County Jail 10 times in the past 8 years. Yeah. Look, society today has never been creepier. Your home alarm system companies have never been making a bigger profit than they are right now. Here's a crazy idea I'll throw out. Lock the front door.
You know what else is a surprise?
Actually, I do have an answer. It's like the game of Clue. Terry Bradshaw with shingles in the shower pulling his wang. Thank you. So I was surfing the web. I ended up on Dr. Phil's website. Listen to what they tackled on yesterday's show. After Bridget says she found an empty bottle of whipped cream hidden behind a stack of DVDs in her teenage daughter's room, she decided to do a little snooping. She found a letter from her 38-year-old brother-in-law, Kevin, written to her 16-year-old daughter, Grace, that read, "I love you with all of my heart. The way I love you is unique, and I don't know how to explain it. You have also made me feel very special. Here's more."
When my dad died, I had a tough time in school. I got held back 2 grades and I started getting bullied. My Uncle Kevin started hanging out with me to cheer me up. Pretty soon, he was coming over every day. His car would be in my driveway when he should have been at work. They spent a lot of time in Grace's room with the door closed. I lay like this, and Kevin lays right here like this. Kevin is not just my uncle. He's also a very good friend.
I've heard enough. Okay, I understand. Your father dies. It's tough. Here's what you do, okay? You go to a counselor. You don't go to your room with your uncle and a can of whipped cream. Am I wrong? The phrase, "We'll do it until you scream uncle," that was never meant to be taken literally, all right?
You know what else is a surprise?
Really? He's back? All right, I got this one. Answer. Terry Bradshaw, with a case of flaming shingles that looks like a Torah written in Braille, holding a can of whipped cream. I saw the damage I think I could do for one day, all right? We're done with Danny Lone. That's it. That's a wrap. Cut it. Boom. There you go. My name is Danny Chekolinski, and I thank you very much for listening to the podcast. If you could spread the word and tell people about the podcast, you know what? That's just it. I'm going to smile. I'll be happy. I'll be as happy as Jim J. Bullock. He played Monroe Ficus on Too Close for Comfort. Hi, Mr. Ash.
Monroe.
Oh, you wonder why I take pills. Facebook friend, that's a good way too. Radio Danny on Facebook. And would love it if you would comment. You could do that here on the site. Comment here on the site. Or hit me up on Twitter too. It's Danny Check. D-A-N-N-Y, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. All right? Have yourself a great day. Thanks again for listening. And we will talk again tomorrow.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.